Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Celebs, food, entertainment, parenting, things to do in Connecticut. It's The Feed on Star 99.9.
All right, it's Kevin Begley. Thursdays in The Feed, we talk all things parenting, mom life with our friend Callie from But First Coffee. You can find her on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, butfirstcoffeeblog.com too. And this week I wanted to talk about sleep, because parents, if you have young kids, you probably don't get a lot of sleep yourself, but also getting the kids to sleep specifically. So I know you have some great tips on that, right, Callie?
Yeah, sleep is a favorite topic of all parents. We all need it more.
Right.
I think one of my favorite tips definitely for sleep is, personally, we live and die by our Hatch sound machine. The white noise just prevents each kid from like waking the other kid up if they happen to make noise, or if you happen to make noise going up the stairs, like when you're getting ready for bed. And my favorite thing about the Hatch that's a little different than some other ones is it has a wake to rise feature. So you can set it to turn a certain color at a certain time in the morning. And I've actually trained both my kids so that they like know that it's morning time. So like, you know, everyone has had a toddler wake up, it's like 3 a.m. and they're like, it's the morning, I'm ready to start the day.
Right.
So we turn our light green at 6:30, and then they know like, okay, that actually is the morning.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We actually have one of those too. And then our youngest daughter is only 7 months old, so we haven't reached the point yet where they're both getting up at the same time, but that's coming at some point.
And when it does, it's magic.
Yeah. Now that's great for when they fall asleep, but do you have anything for getting them to sleep if parents are struggling with that?
Yeah. Bedtime struggle, I feel like with toddlers, is the hardest, because they get to that age where they really don't want you to leave. It's always like, one more story, one more song. You know, they want you to sit there and rub your back. And I feel like it's a really hard one, especially with parent guilt, because like they don't want you to leave them. And for you, it's like you're so close to that like end of the night. You get to go like watch your Netflix. So you just like kind of want to get out of there a little bit. But they're really, I find, craving a little extra connection right before bed. So I love to use that time when he's kind of, my son is acting like he kind of doesn't want me to go, for just a little extra connection. So I always like remind him what we did that day, ask him to tell me like his favorite thing for the day that he did, and then maybe talk about something tomorrow that's going to be happening. And I sort of say, you know, you can think about those things as you close your eyes and get ready to rest your body. I feel like it helps break down that bedtime struggle a little bit when I make it more about connection and less about the struggle of like, oh my God, please go to bed.
Yeah, those make perfect sense. That's a great idea to do those things, because, you know, especially with kids, like you said, like it just makes sense, you know, to put them in that mindset before they fall asleep.
Right, right.
Now, with summer coming up, a lot of people are going to be traveling, going other places. Is there anything, you know, for if families are in hotels, or, you know, maybe a house that's a family member that the kids aren't used to? Do you use the same type of things, or does it just change a little bit?
I mean, when you're on vacation, you have to like just allow it to be a little more flexible.
Yeah.
I always like give myself grace with that, about not feeling like I have to stick to it quite as much. But I still bring all my stuff. I always have my Hatch sound machine. I do the same general routine. And let me tell you, the best product for traveling with children is a product called the Slumber Pod. It's like a pop-up tent that blacks out a travel crib. You can black out like a toddler inflatable bed. And it is so amazing if you're doing any room sharing while you're traveling, like a hotel, or you're sharing a room at your in-laws or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a game changer.
That's a great idea. Because the hotel room specifically, because you're all either in this giant bed with the toddler, or you're trying to figure out, you know, getting a rollaway bed. But that's a great idea. I'll have to look into that.
Oh, it is so good. Like, we had to share a hotel, and with my youngest, you know, like my baby, she goes to bed at like 7, you know, and then you're like, what do you do in the hotel room?
Right.
You're still able to like have some lights on and watch TV or whatever. It's amazing.
That's great. These are all fantastic ideas. So Callie, thank you so much. You can find her on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, But First Coffee, butfirstcoffeeblog.com. And any parents listening, hopefully your kids start sleeping more.
Thanks.
Thanks, Callie. We'll talk to you again next Thursday. Have a great week.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.